Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Bank of Cardiff.
Hi. Is there, I had a letter from your company.
Okay.
And
can
it's,
I...
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you have that reservation number on you? It's 16 numbers.
Yeah, reservation code you're
mm-hmm.
talking about in the bottom of the letter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think it's like 2311.
Yeah, 2311
mm-hmm.
4501 0014 8802.
Okay. And this is SNK Supermarket?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking to right now?
Sunny.
This is Sunny? Okay, cool. And just in case we get disconnected, this phone number is the best one number to get back to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
257-8481.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and I'll answer any questions you might have.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been in business for?
How long?
Mm-hmm.
This store I have on 8 years.
8 years, okay. So you started mm-hmm. the company in 2000 and... Alright. And your address is 1404 East Brooklyn Park Boulevard?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, cool. Alright, and then are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay. So we have a lot of different programs here. Why don't you tell me a little
mm-hmm.
bit about what you're looking to do, and I can tell you, point you in the right direction.
Probably we can pay monthly, like 3 year term.
Okay. What do you, do you need capital or you want some equipment?
I'm not sure. Use it for store, you know. Maybe cacti and inventory, whatever.
Okay. Do you want to buy, like, inventory or just cash flow, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to build some, you know, business.
Okay.
Some
and
different,
how...
Different style, something, ad or some store.
Advertisement, you said?
Ad or some store, like food corner, like, the, you know.
Ah, okay.
You know, the matter is all inside the business. We're going to build
okay.
up some business.
Mm,
but
okay.
money make it a different way, you know? Like changing some store.
Okay. So just changing up the store, maybe adding a food corner or
yeah.
inventory, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then for that food corner, you would probably need to buy like refrigerator, maybe tables.
Something like that, yeah.
Stuff like that. Okay. Okay.
Used to them. They have a lot of good use to them outside. You know, they're out of business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your market must be big. A lot of space.
The space, we got 9,000 space.
9,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whole lot of space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to good business. Only big space, we're not much rich the good amount yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any estimate on how much the food corner is going to cost you?
Sometimes, some like that, like $150,000 maybe. We can put some like $50,000 inventory, like. construction, whatever they're like, 100,000.
Okay, construction.
You know, you gotta have a kitchen, set up the kitchen, and then water drain.
Yeah. How long have you been thinking of doing this?
What'd you say?
How long have you been thinking of adding this corner?
Oh, like, yeah, about like 6-7 months, a lot of customers. This is a neighbor's store. And then they say, we need some food, man. You guys have fresh meat, fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to, when you come up here grocery shopping, you don't have to anything eat ready to
eat.
True.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah. is this like a general market, or are you guys like specialize in certain type of grocery?
We got supermarket here. We got all kinds. Yeah, we got supermarket. We can add whatever I want.
Okay, nice. What kind of food are you looking to add for your corner? You gonna sell?
What'd you say?
What kind of food are you looking to sell in your corner?
A food corner?
Mhm.
Yeah, he's a naval style. We own is 100% naval style, like the chicken, fish, you know, like corkle sandwich, hamburger.
Mm. Oh,
some
okay.
Of
so everything.
Couple add some of the, like, combination fried rice. You know, people love that mashed potato, like macaroni cheese. I'm just thinking.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
Somebody having some money, you know, I'm ready, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so you're looking to anything. That's good.
Anyway, if you borrow $100,000 3 months, what's the interest? I need to bet. That's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah. Interest rate is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I just need to add I just need to gather a little bit more information. I can explain a little bit for you. What was your gross annual sales like last year?
Gross selling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got gross selling like 1.1 million.
1.1 million, okay. And this year, how's business going for you so far?
Right now, we was a good 3 years ago. Then a little bit of down. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say, well, man, we got slow here. They say everybody. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Economic thing.
Mm. So you said a little slow?
Yeah, because I'm trying to wake up and stay survival, you know?
Yeah.
Something new at the store, we're going to bring back the people, you know?
Yeah. Customer. Yeah. So would you say it's tracking to do about the same 1.1 this year, about?
About like 1 point, yeah. One million. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure, you know, once you add the food corner, it would help your revenue too.
Yeah, that's definitely. They come up, they buy some groceries,
mm-hmm.
soda, and then buy some food same time. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, we don't
food is a good industry to be in, just selling food like at a deli or something like that. High profits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some deli too, yeah. Like Wawa. You know that. They Wawa put in a lot of stuff.
Mhm. Yeah. How much percent do you think it would jump your sales, your revenue, from adding the corner?
Yeah, if I do, this one is a food business, about like 40% profit, you know?
Oh, wow. 40%. That's really good.
Food is a good deal. Grocery only like 18%, you know, 20%.
Yeah. The food, you can turn it up really high.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you make some good food, neighbors say, oh, they have good food.
Mm-hmm.
You build up, you're selling more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have to learn taste it.
Mm-hmm.
When you cook some food, you gotta have a,
mm-hmm.
you gotta have a real good. You know, if not junk it, you know, wasting money.
Yeah. Do you know how long it's going to take for them to do the construction? Or once, you know?
Right, like that. That's not bad. Just cut the machine and then, like, they sink. And they're not that long, about like a month and a half.
Month and a half. Okay.
1 month, maybe good, yeah.
A month and a half. Well, that's not too bad. And, you know, it makes money right away.
Yeah, we don't need to, like, real, like, set up some real set.
Yeah, it's an easy process.
It's like basic, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So it sounds like we have two programs here that's going to fit your needs. We have the working mm-hmm. capital and equipment financing that's going to work out for you. So I'll start with the working capital side first. So working capital is just, have you had one before? Have you any experience with that?
We never get a loan. When I have an idea, I never get any loan.
Okay, so haven't had a loan,
working capital. Only thing, I get a loan beginning time when I purchase this business. I get it from the SBA loan, $250,000. When you took over this business.
Yeah.
Banker gave me $250,000.
Okay. Yeah, and that was with the SBA?
SBA, they only charge you 5% interest.
Yeah, really good and really good deals over there. Hard to get though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that one paid off? Or are you still paying on it?
$250,000 only like $2,700 a month.
Oh, not bad.
$250,000 Is that one paid off already? No, they still left like $70,000 almost.
Oh.
Paid.
Oh, okay, so a little more than halfway.
I pay every month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
250 to 70 is the third one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. More than paid. I pay more than about 70%.
Mhm. Okay. Okay. So it seems like you never had a working capital loan before. Do you have any idea how it works or anything like that?
No, I never. Use it for this.
Okay. Well,
it's like you know that's. Couple of years is slowly, and then is the money tight, and then you send this letter. Mm-hmm. Let me try to shut the call, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so mm-hmm. So our working capital program, it's really good because what it does is we give you cash, and you can use it for whatever you want. We can uh-huh. give you about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. As unsecured cash, so we don't put any collateral up for you. We okay. don't follow the money. You can use it for whatever as long as you know you just make the payment to us. So based on your gross annual sales, we can give you about $110,000 to maybe $160,000, something like that.
Get a loan first time? How many mm-hmm. years? 3 years?
So for working capital, it's between 3 months to 3 years. For working capital equipment, which is
okay.
What else
if
have.
If I get it from $100,000 from you mm-hmm. helping me some build up some business, I mm-hmm. pay 3 years. How much about monthly?
I can get into the pricing of it later. Yeah, it's just because I don't have any information on your business. I can't give you mm-hmm. know what your payment is without looking at financials. But
okay.
I just want to explain the programs to you first. And then we can get into that. Mm. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you guys from? Is it California from?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're in San Diego, California.
Oh, San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice weather here. Okay. Okay, so working capital, unsecured cash between 3 months to 3 years. The payment plan is daily, weekly, or monthly. Three options.
Mm-hmm.
The money mm-hmm. is deposited straight into your business checking account, whatever you want
okay.
the money to get deposited to. And that's the same account
okay.
that we do automatic payment from. So you don't have to worry.
Oh, you
got to
take it out, the automatic take it out every month.
Yeah,
day,
so
right?
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to call in and make a payment and or write a check or anything.
Oh,
like
that's
so easy.
Yeah, I do like no, it's an SBA loan up every month. We don't set the electric mm-hmm. anything. And yours is we have to set it up electric, right? You take it out of my account every month, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You grab out of my checking account, business account, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same account that we put the money into, the same account
mm-hmm.
we'll take the money from.
Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. you put it in and you take it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. We give you all the money and then we do the payments from the same account. Okay.
Is it so far? How many business do you have there? Online?
Sorry, what was that?
When you do like this business, how long you have this business?
We've been in business for about 15 years. This program, Working Capital. Working Capital didn't. And then Working Capital actually is a fairly new program for all banks. They only came out with this program after the recession in 2008, because small businesses weren't able to get money from bank, because bank very hard to get money from. It's good interest, but very hard to get money from. So a lot of small businesses couldn't get any cash flow. So this Working Capital program came about in about 2008. So we've been doing it since then.
And then so far you have some lot of business. Small business already?
Yes, all over the state.
All over the United States.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing, and then the thing that we've been doing for 15 years is equipment financing. And those, we work with a lot of vendors. So let's just say, for example, your refrigerator, whoever the manufacturer is, we probably have an account with them or something, and then they send us customers.
New one is so expensive. You have a lot of it just used to like good condition everywhere, because a whole lot of business out of business, Equipment is not that bad when you find a real good spot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you wanted, I'm looking for the 12-door walking cooler. You wanted 70,000-80,000. You get used to one like 50,000.
Yeah. Is that what you're going to buy?
Yeah.
50,000
used. I'm trying to buy used to one, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Do you, so what we can do is I can split up your account. So we do the capital and equipment financing. And then it's, that way it'll be, a better deal for you. Well, I'll see which one is better for you, if I just do all capital or if I do capital and equipment, see which one's cheapest for you.
I don't know what the cheapest way.
Yeah, of course. Cheapest
I'm
way,
trying,
the better, right?
One guy, he offered me other day, he out of business, Murray Steak, they steak plate.
Yes, yes.
He got eight door cooler. He asked me $9,000. That cost like $40,000.
Oh, wow. He's selling it to you for $9,000 only?
No, he turned it up for me, because he's out of business. He's not going to use it no more,
Okay,
I think Murray State, that biggest company, Murray State, I think they're out of business because he's not going to longer that business.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a franchise, the Morton State? And
yeah, that was a franchise, yeah, Morton State. I think they're out of business.
Well, it works in your favor. You can get their cheap, some cheap equipment.
Yeah. If I have money, when you go search, you can get good price.
Okay.
Anyway, which one is, I don't know, depends, if you any business, you're just not going to give you money. You got to check the whatever you want and then put some money in the account, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What is the very important for we can prove your program?
Sure. So for our Working Capital program, we look at your, we don't put another good thing is we don't put the loan on you. We put it on the business. So it doesn't show up on your credit. But we look at your credit just to make sure, you have good history. But the main thing that we look at is sales. We base it mostly on sales. So we'll look at your bank statements for the last 6 months. And then also...
We got bad bank statement now.
Okay.
Every time we print money, they charge me $35. We never have a bounce, anything.
That's good.
One, 2 days late, they charge 35 cents every time. Man, I'm tired of that one,
Yeah.
Yeah.
What bank do you use mostly?
We use the Bank of America.
Bank of America, okay. That's good. I use
and them. Then I call next day, we put deposit, and then you can you wait for 35? They give you a couple of them, not all of them, you know, every hour.
Yeah. So they just,
that's wasting money, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's $35, like 30 item, 40 item month. That's like a couple thousand dollar month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bank of America. You know, there's good and bad for them. You know, but I heard they're they're okay for businesses. Not the best, but they're okay. I hear like a Wells Fargo is pretty good.
Oh, Wells Fargo is good.
That's what I hear. But I don't have a business.
I think my 10-day account number. When you have a money is right, everything we're gonna restarting. You know, we pay too much fee for all couple of years. We never paid $35 a couple of years ago, and now almost a year and a half to slow down. I paid. Yeah.
Oh, and they charge you for checks.
You know,
now
we have
too.
To live it.
They charge for checks too. It used to be free.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everything costs money.
If you're looking for my statement, too many $35 fee, it's not going to be true, probably.
No, that's not true. I mean...
Yeah, if I have that kind of money, I can build up the business 100%, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, money is a problem. Huh?
Yeah, what's the ending... I mean, like, what's the ending balance like? Is it in at least positive? No negative?
No, every time they have a payment go out, I just put in that amount, and then same day. Mm-hmm. And next day come out minus again, I put next day, put them there,
Okay.
Money
well,
not,
well,
you
I'll
know.
I'll take a look at everything and I'll make sure, I won't, you know, if I look at your bank statement and, if I don't think it's, we can get your approval, I won't run your credit. If I think it's, like we can get your approval, then I'll run your credit. Would that be okay?
Oh, okay. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, since you're...
the main thing, right? That's the main thing.
And then also, since you're a supermarket, most of your sales are probably credit cards, right?
We're selling credit cards. We used to, like, $25,000 average monthly, right?
Okay.
Right now, go down like 15, 16 months.
Okay. That's
credit card sale is like about right now is like 15, 16,000 a month.
Okay, not bad. Mm-hmm. So, since that's good amount of your sales, if you could just give me the 4 months of that, and I'll look at that with your bank statement, and then we can see that's cash flow, cash flow from your credit card.
Bank statement and credit card statement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can email to you so you don't have to write it down or anything. And then I also just need, do you have 2015 tax return?
2015?
Uh-huh.
I think we push it up the, October,
Oh, okay.
It's extension,
Oh, extension, that's fine, okay. I just need 2014 tax.
Okay, 2014 tax, that's number 3, okay.
Mm-hmm, and then, since I'm also going to take a look at equipment financing for you just to see what's the better deal for you, already have, I know you said it's about $50,000 is the equipment you'll need, is that if I remember correctly?
You know, when you have equipment, I have to use only that money equipment, right? I can use anything. I don't know yet. You know, I just guess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to put some money in store. I don't know if it's exactly.
Yeah.
Which way this store money for use for? We're gonna bring some more people. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what happens, so basically what it is if the working capital, you can use it for equipment if you want to, or you can use it for, you know, everything else, like, you know, buying inventory, anything, you know, whatever you want to use it for.
Okay.
But generally, equipment financing is a little cheaper. So I want to make sure I get you the best deal. So that's why
I want. What do you mean a little cheaper? Is it interesting?
Yeah. Because that one's secured. It's secured. It's collateralized with your equipment. So it's cheaper because there's less risk.
How you collateral is you used to and if I buy. Every time I buy, I have to send a serial number or what? I don't know. How you
sure. So it's kind of, so equipment financing is, if you want to think of it like a car loan. So when you go buy a car, your car, when you're loaning it, when you're paying the loan money, finance, your car is collateralized. If something happened, if you don't pay, they can take the car away, you know, repo it. So it's kind of the same idea.
Okay, and I understand. I don't know which one I buy, you know.
Oh, no
you
problem.
Give me money first, and then what? Okay.
Yeah, no problem. If you don't know exactly which one you want to buy first, I'll just get it first for you. You said it's estimate $50,000, right? Okay. Do you have, so you have some that you might be buying from that Morton Steakhouse, and then some maybe somewhere else?
No, just if I do, you know, this one, like, make them one time. My idea, I'm trying to make some of the countertop, little deli case, and I'm trying to sell fish, too. I'm going to add it at some fish market, too.
Oh, okay.
Like ice machine, you know.
Nice.
All of them. And then people come up, a lot of young people here. I'm going to put some, like, Wawa 7-Eleven style, like, hot dog machine.
Oh, yeah, like, okay.
Like
those, you just grab and go type of food, too.
I don't want to buy a new one. I don't have to, you know. Money is way different. If you save that money, I buy good find the used one. Whatever left the money, I can buy inventory and all of them, you know.
Yeah. Have you shopped around at all for the equipment?
No, I just look at the internet, somebody selling with some store.
Okay.
We close the store. Anybody want to, we give you a good deal, you know.
Okay.
That's the easy we trust.
Okay.
They're running business. Much more be not bad, you know.
Yeah. So basically it's like you're just looking around just to see when the good deal comes up, then you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I have a $100,000, I want to split it out. And the best way I try to, you know, use that money for build up to like a couple months later, so it looks different, you know?
Well, what's the price difference between like a used and a new one? Is it very big?
A whole lot of difference, yeah.
Big difference?
A whole lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
When you go shopping, a friend of mine, hey, you need a countertop? You go by like a $1,200, you can buy like a couple $100.
Yeah.
Same one, you know?
Right, exactly.
Some condition like brand new.
I get it. Okay, how about this?
Same thing. When you move it to the state to state, a lot of junk, you just give it away or throw it away or selling for cheaper, I say.
Yeah. Okay, because I can have my underwriters look at your file without the, you know, specific equipment that you have in mind that you're going to buy first. And then we can see what we can do for you that way. But the best thing to do is if, while you're sending this to me, maybe look online and see if there's any good deal right now. Because the thing is, I want to, you know, sounds like, you know, this, you're going to make a lot of money from setting up this corner store, you know, see if you don't want to miss out on another month of, you know, increased revenue that you could be getting,
exactly.
So who knows, maybe it'll be more worth it to just buy the new one since it's, you know, already right away and you can start making money, you know, turning the 40% profit that way.
Yeah. And then we get some more idea when you buy one, two machines. oh, I need another ad, a different kind of machine, you know. That'll, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have to buy everything set up like that, set up like
right away. Like,
yeah, empty place, set it up like that. No, we don't. Yeah. Just one by one.
One by one.
And then
okay.
I need some money for capital money for bank.
Yeah.
You know, I can use that.
Yeah.
Good way. Store.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you had a choice.
You say,
I was going to say, if you had a choice, which one of the equipment would you buy first?
No, not the choice. You know, I'm trying to buy. If I have money, I'm trying to get some that is a freezer too, with the 10-door, 8-door freezer. You know, when you people walking in, when you look at the summertime beer, they want the cold beer, not the warm beer.
Yeah,
true. Cold soda, yeah, man.
Okay. How about this? I'll send over the email of what I need for your application. And then you could just send it back to me, and then I'll have the underwriters look at it. I'll look at it too, and then we'll see what we can do for you. And then at the same time, I guess look online and see if there's any piece of equipment that you have a good deal on right now that you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, send that over too, and then I can, you know, show an example to the underwriter what you want to buy.
Okay. And then also... and the main thing, you want to send the email, main thing, bank statement, credit card statement, and then tax return, right? That's
three things. And then the application, which is just a one-page application, just like signature, your name, you know, business, stuff like that.
Any fee in the application?
Nope, zero. Free.
Okay, and then...
Free underwriting fee, too.
Person ask, I know everybody have a different... Person to person, if they say $100,000 is approved, what's the percentage are you guys doing every year?
That's like the interest?
Yes. About, you know, like
so,
you know, other customer.
So for equipment, it starts in like the mid, low single digits, and then it goes up. But I can tell you all that, you know, once I look at everything, it just, you know, I can't tell you interest and all that without, you know, looking at more, you know, details.
No. What I'm doing is the other customer, like capital. No, forget about equipment. When you loan for $100,000, what's the idea about? How much, what kind of percentage you usually, you know, not just guess.
Yeah. Okay. So how we do interest for cash, the cash is different for equipment. So how we do interest for cash is we give you, we just tell you how much interest you're paying back. We don't tell you a percent because a lot of times it's not annualized, you know. Sometimes it's like 26 months, sometimes it's, you know, 31 months, sometimes 8 months, 6 months, you know, that type of thing. So instead of giving you a annual percentage rate because it's not annualized, we just tell you how much money you're paying back in interest. So, for example, if your loan is, let's just say, $100,000, it'll tell you your interest you're paying back is, let's just say, $10,000. It'll just tell you right there. On the first page, you're going to be paying back $10,000 or whatever it is. We don't give you a percent, and you have to calculate.
Like that means $100,000 means $10,000 means interest about, like, 10%, right?
I guess you can say it's like 10% of the loan, but it's not the same thing as what you're used to, like 10% APR. Because 10% APR, a lot of time, end up being more than 10% of the loan. It ends up being like 30% at the end of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, like when you get like a credit card loan.
$100,000, about like, is it? I put in your bank $100,000 now. The term is 36 months, right? Okay, that means capital is like, how much? 36 divided 100,000, how much is it?
That is 3,600.
3,600 times 36 months means 100,000? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't want to confuse you right now. I'll tell you, I can tell you the real number.
100,000 divided 36.
Uh-huh. So 36, or sorry.
Yeah, 100,000 divided 36. How much is it? That's
2777.
What?
2777.
Oh, 2777.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then that stays without anything fee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then put, and then we have that interest, right, every
mm-hmm.
month. Same mm-hmm. amount every month? Well, when you do that?
Yeah,
that
it's set.
Every month.
Set payment. Set amount.
Like
mm-hmm.
car loan.
Yeah, like a car loan, yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't go up, doesn't go down.
Okay, if they get 2,777, that's kept before tax. Mm-hmm. About how much would be interest? 3,500? Maybe.
I'm not too sure.
More?
Yeah, I mean, cause yeah, I don't know how much interest you're going to be paying back without looking at the other details. But once you send it back, I can come back with the real numbers, and you can take a look at it. If you like it, you take it. If you don't like, that's fine too. But we have best deal out there if you're looking.
After we prove with the letter, say you can pay money not more than 2 days. Is it true?
Yep. Once you approve and you say yes, I want the money, we can give you the money into your account in 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, very good.
I'll approve, okay? You need my email, right? You got my
yes.
email?
What's your email?
Oh, you... Okay, S like Sam.
Mm-hmm.
K like King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, S-N-K, Market. S-K,
oh, yeah.
Market 1.
Market
S-K
1.
S-K, Market 1 at
mm-hmm.
gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. So SK Market 1, the number 1, right? Not O-N-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the number 1.
No.
Okay. At gmail.com. All right. I'll go ahead and send this over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to get everything back to me?
I'm not sure. What's your name again? Okay, one more time.
It's Jia, J-I-A. Do you have...
J-I-A. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, online banking? If you don't have online banking, you could just download and attach it back to me. Or if you have it on paper, you can fax it. So, whatever you think is easier.
What's your online banking?
Yeah, like for your Bank of America, if you have online banking, you could just download the bank account or bank statements, and you could send it back to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're gonna when you send the email, you're gonna send the fax number too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, is it just gonna take you a couple days to get it back to me?
Oh. Okay. All right.
Okay. So when do you think I should touch base with you? I'll give you a couple of days and you can look over everything.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Okay. Sure.
You know,
so
sometime
I just want to set up a follow-up time with you. So do you think maybe Monday?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, man.
All right, I'll look out for your documents. If not, I'll just touch base with you early next week.
Okay. If you give me some more money, I can pay it off to my SBA.
Yeah, well, I mean, 10 to 15%. So I'll look at your bank statement, and then I can see how much money I can give you.
Okay, you know what? It's because I can. It's less is going out. Payment, that's, I don't get the stress, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.